Virasayana session. We will just briefly chant so that the devotees know that we will start, and then I will make some introductory remarks, and then you will be treated to an evening of spiritual culture. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Na Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya Nila Madhava, Jai Shri Radha Nila Madhava, Jaya Nila Madhava, Jaya Jaya Madhava, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanada, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanada, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanada. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanada. Pe pyari Radhe, mere Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan. Parikshit Maharaj has just ended his narration of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Only a few more moments remain before that great soul will become silent and leave the body. Uttara, his mother, rushes forward. Her concern is different from the concern of ordinary mothers for the safety of her child. Her concern is simply Krishna. Jesus, you have told so much about Krishna. And now you want to be silent? Please, before you go, have mercy on your mother. And kindly summarize the nectar of Krishna. Only a few moments remain. Ordinarily, a person on his way to departure would not be ready now to preach, but the talk about Krishna is just so beautiful that Parikshit Maharaj himself can't stop. Enter again, raises his voice one last time to leave the world with a meditational process on Krishna, which is so sublime and so wonderful that throughout the centuries a meditational process has been distilled. This evening you will learn about this meditation. It's the Bhakti Rasayana meditation, which is brought to you by the humble servants of Divyambara Prabhvi. First, in the Bhakti Rasayana, our orientation is given. The orientation is clearly that particular section in the spiritual world which is overflowing with rasa. It's not the heavenly planets. It's definitely not the planets where the yogi reside. It's not even the Vaikuntha world where Lord Narayan receives the loving service of the goddess of fortune. The place where Parikshit Maharaj wants to go and points his audience towards is Goloka Vrindavan. Let us hear now the opening verses of the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas, which are a juice which can revive even those of us who are quite dead in our relationship to Krishna. Please listen with rooted attention and do not allow your mind to divert from this wonderful rasayana, which might become an essential element in your own spiritual practice.
Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, residing in his own realm Goloka, with Radha, resembling his own spiritual figure. Radha, the embodiment of the ecstatic potency, possessed of the 64 artistic activities. He is in the company of her confidants, the Sakis, embodiments of the extensions of her bodily form, permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful spiritual rasa.
Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama Suteshu Teshu Titi Prabhava Nichaya Vihitasta Chayena Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Let's walk through the universe of matter and spirit to get to Goloka. Lowest of all is located Devidam, the mundane world. Next above is Maheshadam, the abode of Lord Shiva Mahesh. Above Maheshadam is placed Haridam, the Vaikuntha worlds, the abode of Hari. And above them all is located Krishna's own realm named Goloka. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those graded realms.
Shriya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpataravo Druma bhumishchinta maniganamahito yamamritam Kataganam natyam gamanamapi vangshi priyasaki Chidanandam jyoti paramapidadasvadyamapicha Sayatrakshirabdi shravati surabhibhyaschasumahan Nimishardakyo vavrajati nahi yatrapi samaya Bhaji shveta dvipam tamahamah iha gulokamitiyam Vidantasti santa kshiti viralachara katipaye
Oh, I worship the transcendental seat known as Shveta Dvip. There is loving concerts, the Lakshmis in their unalloyed spiritual essence practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord Krishna as their only lover. There every tree is a transcendental purpose tree. There the soil is the purpose gem. All water there is nectar. Every word there is a song. Every step is a dance. The flute is the favorite attendant. Everywhere you hear that flute. The effulgence is full of transcendental bliss, and the supreme spiritual entities there are all enjoyable and tasty. There are numberless milk cows who always emit transcendental oceans of milk. There is the eternal existence of transcendental time, which is ever present and without past or future, and therefore not subject to the quality of passing away, even for the space of half a moment. That realm is known as Goloka only to a very few self-realized souls in this world. Now, we will hear an interlude. We will go to Mathura. The glorification which we heard up till now came from the mouth of Lord Brahma. Now, the women of Mathura, who are quite close to Braj, point us to Vrindavan. Let us hear what the ladies of Mathura, who are caught up in the stream of ecstasy, speak about the glorious land of Braj, where the primeval personality of Godhead wanders about.
Punyabhata vraja guva vraja bhuvo yadayam drilinga gudha purana purusho vana chitra malya gakpalayan sahabala kvanayam shchavenum vikridayan chitigiritra ramachitangri.
How pious are the tracts of land in Braj! For there the primeval personality of Godhead, disguising himself with human traits, wanders about and acting his many pastimes. He's adorned with wonderfully variegated forest garlands. His feet are worshipped by Lord Shiva and Goddess Rama, and he vibrates his flute as he tends the cows in the company of Balaram. Lord Brahma, who had earlier prayed to Govinda in Goloka Vrindavan actually once was fortunate enough to visit Vrindavan. He saw, while he was close, while he was in Vrindavan, the wonderful sceneries, the cows and the ladies, and everything. And he now will speak in his prayers to Lord Krishna his appreciation of Vrindavan Dham.
Aho ti dhanya vraja gora manya stanyam ritang pita ti vati mudha yasang vibho vatsaratatma jatmana tatrip yatriptaye japina chala madvara.
O Almighty Lord, how greatly fortunate are the cows and ladies of Vrindavan, the nectar of whose breast milk you have happily drunk to your full satisfaction, in order to accept their milk you have taken the form of their calves and their children. All the Vedic sacrifices performed from time immemorial up to the present day have not given you as much satisfaction.
Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajaukasam, yanmitram paramanandam, purnam brahma sanatanam.
How greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd man, and all the other inhabitants of Brajabhumi. There is simply no limit to their good fortune, because the absolute truth, the source of transcendental bliss, the eternal supreme Brahman, has become their friend.
Ishaṁ tu bhāgya mahimā chuta tāvadastam ikādaśaiva hivayam batabhūri bhāga itadrishikacha sakaira sakritpibhāma sarvādayongri udhaja madvamritasvanti madvamrita savamti.
Yet even though the extent of the good fortune of these residents of Vrindavan is inconceivable, we 11 presiding deities of the various senses, headed by Lord Shiva, are also most fortunate. Why are we so fortunate? Well, it's because the senses of these devotees of Vrindavan are the cups through which we repeatedly drink the nectarian, intoxicating beverage of the honey of your lotus feet.
Tad bhuri bhagyamiha janmakim apyatavyam yad gokule pikatamangri rajo vishikam yad jivitang tunikilam bhagavan mukundas pandyapi yat padaraja shrutim ringyameva.
Now Lord Brahma, the mighty creator of this universe, is in full ecstasy and explains what secret, confidential, not yet fulfilled desire is moving his head and his heart. Let me read to you this verse which explains an inconceivable yearning for a heart to obtain treasure. Brahma says, well, my greatest possible good fortune would be to take any birth, whatever, in this forest of Gokula, and have my head
bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of its residents there. Their entire life and soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, the dust of whose lotus feet is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras. Brahma wants a dust bath.
Ishaṁ gosha nivāsinaṁ uta bhavān kiṁ devarāti tināṣ cito viśvapalāt palaṁ tvadaparam kutrapyayan muhyati sanveshādiva pūtanāpi sakulātvam niva diva pitā yandhamartha suhrit priyatmatanaya pranashayastvat kriti.
Brahma now talks about how bewildered he is if he just tries to think what Krishna can give to his most exalted devotees as a reward for their loving devotion. This is how he thinks. My mind becomes bewildered just trying to think of what reward other than you could be found anywhere. My Lord, you are the embodiment of all benedictions which you bestow upon these residents of the cowherd community of Vrindavan. You have already arranged to give yourself to Putana and her family members in exchange for her disguising herself as a devotee. So what is left for you to give these devotees of Vrindavan, whose homes, wealth, friends, dear relations, bodies, children, and very lives and hearts are all dedicated to you only?
Tavat ragadayakstinas, tavat kara grihang grihang, tavan mohong grinigado, yavat krishna netijana.
My dear Lord Krishna, let me say something which is in my heart now. Until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain thieves. Their homes remain prisons. And if someone doesn't become your devotees, their affectionate feelings for their family members remain foot shackles.
Prapancham nishprapancho pi vidambayasi bhutale prapanna janatananda sandoham pratitung prabho.
My dear Master, although you have absolutely nothing to do with material existence, you come to this earth and imitate material life with one singular purpose. You wish to expand the varieties of ecstatic enjoyment for your surrendered devotees.
Janantaiva janantu kimba hoktyanami prabho manaso vapusho vacho vaibhavam tavagocharaha.
My dear Krishna, there are people who say, yes, I know everything about Krishna. Let these people think that way. But as far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body, and words. Inconceivable. That's what they are.
Anujanihimam Krishna Sarvam tam vitsi sarvadrik Tameva jagatam nato jagadeta tavarpitam.
Now Brahma thinks of a gift which he could offer to Krishna and says, "My dear Krishna, I now humbly request permission to leave. Actually, you are the knower and seer of all things. Indeed, you are the Lord of all the universes, and yet I offer this one universe unto you."
Shri Krishna Vrishnikula Pushkara Joshadayin Kshma Nirjaradvija Pashudadi Vridhikarin Udharmas Sharvarakshiti Rakshasadrug Akalpamarkam Arhan Bhagavan Namaste.
And now, as he is about to leave Vrindavan, to go back to this universe where he does all his other duties, he says something which is so good. He voices what all devotees feel in thousands of years. He voices what is there on the flag which blows in the wind. A flag which is there on the temple of Puri, a flag which holds the sun and the moon. He will offer his obeisances to Lord Krishna as long as the sun shines. "My dear Shri Krishna, you bestow happiness upon the lotus-like Brishni dynasty. You expand the great oceans consisting of the earth, the demigods, the brahmanas and the cows. Krishna, you dispel the dense darkness of irreligion and oppose the demons who have appeared on this earth. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, as long as this universe exists, and as long as the sun shines, I will offer my obeisances unto you." My dear devotees, now the shlokas move into another session, on another level. We hear about the different residents of Vrindavan, starting with the dust, the trees, the rivers, the mountains, the birds, the animals, the young gopis, the peacocks who dance madly to the sound of Govinda's flute. We hear about the best of devotees, the Govardhan Hill, who serves not only Krishna but his devotees. And we get finally a scene, a glimpse in a scene where Lord Krishna, playing joyfully on his flute, enters for the first time into the awareness of those who follow the meditation of the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. But before we do this, before we actually enter Vrindavan to make a first-hand experience, we need the merciful descent of the Holy Name. I request you now to really chant so that you will be able
to enter the most sublime of meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Re Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Re Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, oh, hey, go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, once again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri 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 Radhe. Yeho! Bolo Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam.
Now where we have asked for permission to enter Vrindavan, see through the eyes of your hearing that beautiful description of the sacred land of Vrindavan. In meditational, we can't say techniques, meditational process, huh? You can never ever invite Krishna to your mind if there's no Vrindavan, no Yamuna, no sacred trees, the environment, the favorable environment will now be created by these verses, and then into this environment we will see again through the path of hearing the Lord of all our worship playfully dancing into our awareness, touching with his feet the dust of Vrindavan and leaving his footprints there for all to see.
Daniya madhya dharani trinavirudhastvat padas prishodra malata karaja vimrishta nadyodrava kagamriga sadayavalokai gopyontari nabujayor apiyat sprihashri.
this earth of Vrindavan has become most fortunate because you, O Krishna, have touched her grass and bushes with your feet. And you have touched her trees and creepers with your fingernails. And because you have graced her rivers, mountains, birds and animals with your merciful glances, therefore it is most fortunate. But above all, you have embraced the young cowherd woman between your two arms, a favor hankered after by the goddess of fortune herself.
Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vitanoti kirtim yad devaki suta padam bhujalabda lakshmi Govinda venamanumatta mayura nrityam prekshardvi sanbhavata sanbhavaratanya samasta sattvam.
O friend, Vrindavan is spreading the glory of the earth, having obtained the treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Devaki. There the peacocks dance madly when they hear Govinda's flute. And when the other creatures see them from the hilltops, they all become motionless, stunned, transfixed.
Hantaya madrirabala haridasa varyo yad rama krishna charanas parasha pramoda manang tanoti sahago ganayostayoryat paniya suya vasakandara kandamulai paniya suya vasakandara kandamulai.
And do you know who is the best devotees? Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. And because Govardhan Hill is touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, therefore this hill appears very jubilant.
Drishtvattapi vrajapashun saharama gopai sancharayantam anuvinudirayantam prema pravridha udita kusumavalimhi sakyur vyadhat svapashupambudatapatram.
Hear now how even the clouds serve Krishna Balaram. In the company of Balaram and the cowherd boys, Lord Krishna is continually vibrating his flute as he herds all the animals of Braj. Even under the full piercing heat of the summer sun, seeing how Krishna herds all the animals of Braj and plays his flute, the cloud in the sky has expanded himself out of love for Krishna. He is rising high and constructing out of his own body
with its multitude of flower-like droplets of water, an umbrella for the sake of his friend. This cloud actually is a stranger, a foreigner. But because he is a cloud, he doesn't need a visa. He has come over the borders to branch from the great ocean. And now he sees the Prince of Braj and showers him with droplets of water which fall upon Krishna like a multitude of flowers. After this service, the winds say to the cloud, "It's time to leave, O friend." But the cloud protests. He goes on strike and says, "No, I'm not going outside of Braj. Although I'm a foreigner and a stranger, now I stay."
Nadyastada tadupadharya mukunda gitam avarta lakshita mano bhava bhagna viga alingana stagita murmi bujar murari Grinanti pada yugalang kamalopahara.
Now hear how the rivers serve Krishna. When the rivers hear the flute song of Krishna, their minds begin to desire him. And thus the flow of their currents is broken and their waters are agitated, moving around in whirlpools. Then with the arms of their waves, the rivers embrace Murari's lotus feet, and holding on to them, present offerings of lotus flowers. My dear devotees, we hear that the rivers are considered the wives of the ocean, who move forward, full of chastity, to meet their husband, the ocean. But as Krishna plays his mind-enchanting songs on the flute, the chastity gets broken and the waters are agitating, moving around and around and around. And then the river takes her arms. She goes deep into the riverbed, digs up some jewels, places them on the leaves of the lotus flower, and then, like a pujari who brings a plate with rubies and diamonds before the Lord, the river herself with her watery arms presents plates of rubies to Krishna's lotus feet.
Vanalatastarava atmani vishnam vyanjayantyaiva pushpapaladya pranatabharavita pamadudhara prema hrishtatanavova vrishusma.
Now here, how the vines and creepers who rank around the trees respond to Krishna's flute play and what type of service they offer. When the cows wander onto the mountain sides and Krishna calls out to them with the sound of his flute, the trees and creepers overhear this flute song and respond by becoming so luxuriant with fruits and flowers that they seem to be manifesting Lord Vishnu within their hearts. Oh, a yogi who finally has darshan of Lord Vishnu within his heart has signs of ecstasy. So these trees and vines also show fruits and flowers as their signs of ecstasies.
Their branches bend low with the weight. The filaments on their trunks and vines stand erect out of the ecstasy of love of God. And both the tree and the creepers pour down a rain of sweet sap.
Iti linastavaya shukila lokatirtam gayanta adi purushanupatam bhajanti prayami munigana bhavadiya mukhya gudham vani pinajahatyana janagatma daivam.
Now hear how the bees serve Krishna. O original personality, these bees must all be great sages and most elevated devotees of yours, for they are worshipping you by following you everywhere along the path and chanting your glories, which are themselves a holy place for the entire world. Though you have disguised yourself within this forest, O sinless one, these bees refuse to abandon you, their worshipable Lord.
Sarasi sarasa hangsa vihangash charugita hrita cheta sahitya harimupasata teyata chitra hantamilita drishodrita mauna.
And now hear how the cranes and swans and other birds react as you drive on your three-wheeler or your bicycle through Vrindavan. You will see these lake-dwelling birds everywhere, even today. And you will see and observe a similar state of being which is described in this shloka. The charming flute song then steals away the minds of the cranes, the swans, and other lake-dwelling birds. Indeed, these birds come and approach Krishna, close their eyes, and maintaining strict silence, worship him by fixing their consciousness upon him in deep meditation.
Prayo batamba vihaga munayo vanismin krishne kshitam taduditam kalavenu gitam aruhya yedruma bhujan ruchira pravalan shrinvanti milita drisho vigatanya vacha.
We have heard about lake dwelling birds, how they come towards Krishna, sit next to him, and with closed eyes and vows of strict silence meditate. But what is with the other birds who fly around and about? One gopi says to her mother, "Oh mother, in this forest all the birds have risen unto the beautiful branches of the trees to see their Krishna. With closed eyes, they are simply listening in silence to the sweet vibrations of his flute. They are not attracted by any other sound. Surely, these birds are on the same level as the great saints."
Dhanyasma muddhagatayo piharinyaita yananda nandana mupatta vichitra vesham akarnya venuranitam saha krishna sara pujam dadrur virachitam panayavalokai.
Now the gopis think about the deer, who, although they are so shy, come to Krishna as he plays his flute. And they simply admire the deer, because the does, no, the bucks means the male deer, the husbands, also come, whereas the gopis consider themselves a little unfortunate because their husbands don't come into the forest with them to worship Krishna. Oh, blessed are all these foolish deer, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who's gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the doe and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection.
Gavascha Krishna Mukha Nirgata Venu Gita Piyusha Muttabita Karna Pitputai Pibantya Shavaksnutastanag Payakavalaksmatasnur Govindamatmanidrisha Shukalakspreshantya.
When you want to drink nectar, you need a cup. Now please listen how the cows have very creatively made cups to hear the nectar of Krishna's flute song. Using their upraised ears as vessels, cups, the cows are drinking the nectar of the flute song flowing out of Krishna's mouth. The calves, their mouths full of milk from their mother's moist nipples, stand still as they take Govinda within themselves through their tear-filled eyes. And then these calves, who know how to capture Govinda, you need tear-filled eyes to capture Govinda, they embrace him within their hearts. That's what the calves do.
Vrinda shavra javrisha mriga gavo vinu vadi hrita chitsa saharat danta dashta kavala drita karna nidrita likita chitrami vasan.
Now hear what the bulls do. When he vibrates his flute, Rajas, bulls, deer and cows, standing in groups at a great distance, are all captivated by the sound, and they stop chewing the food in their mouths and cock their ears. Stunned, they appear as if asleep, or like figures in a painting. This means the bulls and the deers and the cows are so overwhelmed by the sound that they go down on the ground, and sometimes they are in piles, mangled together. Or else they just stand motionless like figures in a painting.
Purnak pulindya urugaya padabja raga Shri kankumina dayita stana manditina Tandarshana smara rujastrina rushitina Limpantya anana kucheshu jahustadadhim.
Now hear about the ordinary women, the aborigine women from those tribes which are very, very folkish in Vrindavan, how they react. These are not yet the gopis. Huh? these Aborigine women are very Aborigine. The Aborigine women of the Vrindavan area become disturbed by lust when they see the grass marked with reddish kumkum powder endowed with the color of Krishna's lotus feet. This powder originally decorated the breasts of his beloveds. And when the aborigine women smeared on their faces and their breasts, they feel fully satisfied and give up all their anxiety. They're anxious because they yearn for satisfaction which their husbands and lovers cannot give them to the fullest amount. But when they come in contact with the wonderful reddish kumkum powder from Krishna's lotus feet, they become so satisfied that all the lust and the anxiety which accompanies this feeling is gone, gone. This marks the end of this section. Now we will enter another ras, the Sakya ras. But because time is also there, we will sing now a little bit. And then reserve the remaining part of Bhakti Rasayana for the Bhakti Rasayana reading, part 2. Today is part 1.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hey, go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jaya Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jaya Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeho! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh ho, yeah ho, Radha Kanayala. Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Madhava Radha, Nila Madhava Radha. Jaya Radha, Nila Madhava Radha, Nila Madhava Radha. Jaya Radha, Nila Madhava Radha, Nila Madhava Radha. Oh, oh. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radha. Jaya Giriraj 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 Giriraj. Hai Bo! Hai Bo! Jaya Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga. Vidhya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
This marks the end of this reading, but not exactly totally the end of this program. I just would like to make one comment and one observation. The comment first. Usually in meditation, you try to bring fiery elements, potent elements into the heart to destroy anattas. The Bhagavatam instructs us when we want to meditate about Lord Vishnu, we first meditate about the sun, place it on the whirl of the heart, the moon, place it on the whirl of the heart, and then the fire. All fiery, all purifying. But strangely, when you want to think about Krishna, meditate about him, you don't do that. Because you need to create an atmosphere which he likes. Will he feel happy in the heat of the sun and the fire? Only in the moon, in the hot season in Vrindavan, you have temples which make wells and fountains. But in the monsoon, you cannot submerge the deity into a water basin to cool him, because it's already cool in the monsoon. So Krishna cannot be just worshipped in a heart which is just full of fire, the sun or the moon, or full of New York or even what is the hillbilly country? North Carolina. No, I'm sorry, North Carolina. Why do you laugh? Don't we say this? I learned in school. Now, my knowledge of America is not sufficient, I see. He doesn't come there. You have to create Vrindavan in your heart. And that's why the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas in this meditation are really approaching Vrindavan first from the distance. Brahma speaks from the distance about Goloka Vrindavan, you know, what he saw when he meditated on the whirl of the lotus while in this material universe. Then an interlude is there, the pious ladies, still distant. Mathura is still different distance, both in physical distance as well as in theological distance. There's a different way when the devotees relate to Krishna, and it's not such a confidential way. And then Parikshit Maharaj cannot contain himself any longer. He plunges into the environment of Braj, the rivers, the trees, the clouds, the birds, the bulls, the lake-dwelling birds, the everyone. And then he ends that part with the aborigines who are not yet very developed. They're not yet very close to Krishna. But now, in part two, which we desire to present to you, there you will come very close to Krishna. So close you won't believe it's so nectarian. This was a comment. Now comes an observation. Some of you are getting a cold. It's natural because now the summer turns into autumn. It's the time when you get colds. I request you to be a little bit careful, to take good care of your body. We in Europe had this time already, and we sneezed and coughed and did everything. And now it comes, this time is here. Please be very careful so that you are not encumbered by the cold and sneeze. And one good tip is go into bed and just put a lot of blankets so that you give your body the chance to be warm and to sweat that everything out. Also, another tip is you might like to talk to Kosha Rupa, who is our medicinal expert, and who I hear orders herbs to come here by priority mail. And you might ask her also. It's very important that we have you all the time. Drink hot teas, ginger, and bring your vitamins into your body. We really wouldn't like you to catch a cold. And dress appropriately. Don't laugh about me with my pullovers and my scarves. Dress also appropriately so that you don't catch a cold. I want to thank you very much. This is your first full day of the retreat, and you did excellently. But please give yourself enough rest. That's important. Some of you are sleepy. For natural reasons, you do so much seva, and now all of a sudden it's sitting and meditating and other and internal work. Please do take sufficient sleep and sufficient rest. And I will give now the microphone to Archana Siddhi, who will conclude the evening with whatever information we need or whatever you wish to say.
Hare Krishna. We have one announcement which we failed to convey at the beginning of the retreat. Because usually we're having these retreats in places where there's no cell phone reception. In places where we have had that, which was several years ago, Right on cue. There it is.
That's my wife.
Exhibit A. Is there an exhibit B? We kindly ask you to leave them in your rooms, and to only use them in your rooms, and use them as seldomly as you can. How do we feel about that?
Great.
Any other comments?
Are you bald?
Okay. We'll help you with the time. If you need a stopwatch, we can help you. Yes, if you could, it really helps us, especially we're in the city, it helps us kind of take a retreat. So we appreciate you holding up one of Marge's pillars for the retreat and retracting from normal life in this way. Okay, have a wonderful sleep. We'll see you tomorrow.
That was great. And cell phones and did you say internet too? Did I hear the internet?
No, media station.